This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Tuesday. And we're going to talk about something wonderful. Talk about how commies are dirty thieves. Democrats love criminals. We'll get to emails. Even talk about the attack on the American family. Man, we have a lot to try to get to in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Let's talk about something great, though. Washington, D.C. Always, always, always keep in mind something we talk about a lot. Decline. Disgusting environments. Homeless, drugs, crime, homicides, thievery. These are conscious choices society makes. These problems are solvable problems. And we know this because they have been solved time and time and time again, not just in present day, throughout the history of mankind. Some of the dirtiest, most dangerous places in the world have been cleaned up like that. And it's easy. You know, they always try to convince us that criminal justice, crime and punishment can be very confusing, can't it? It's hard. What works but doesn't work. Okay? I may admit that there are parts of it that can be confusing. Which side do you fall on? But here's something that's quite simple, quite true, 100% of the time. It is a relatively small percentage of people in every society who are low-life scum. No matter where you go, what country, what religion, what race, whatever it is a relatively small percentage of people who are low-life scum. If you identify those people, then you gather the willpower to take them out of society. Society will be clean and nice overnight. You walk into some bad area, some bad neighborhood, maybe you drive through it, and you look around and you convince yourself as you drive by, there's a hooker on the corner, gangbangers everywhere, everything's dangerous looking. You think to yourself, man, all these people are scum here. Nope. Actually, tons of those people, the vast majority of those people are simply poor. They can't get out of it. They're stuck there. And the scummy bottom of that society, that's what you see on the street corner. And if you just had the willpower to go grab the scum and take them out, overnight it would be better. Remember when Donald Trump brought in the National Guard to Washington, D.C.? Of course, the commies freaked out about it. Washington, D.C. had become in recent years an incredibly dangerous place. We had congressmen are getting mugged. Remember that? Congressmen are getting mugged. Now, it was a Democrat, so it was funny, but congressmen are getting mugged. What, Chris? Well, when you're pro-crime, I think it's hilarious. I hope you get mugged. I do. Sorry. You got to live with that. Anyway, Donald Trump just brings in the National Guard. Homeless encampments, gone. All of you, get out. Gangbangers, think he's taken 60-some off the street. Oh, you're a gangbanger? Great. Go to prison. 60-plus percent drop in homicides. Thievery almost gone. Washington, D.C., clean and safe for the first time in years, and it didn't take some super genius policy. All it took was the willpower to send in the troops and take the scum off the streets. In any walk of life, there is a relatively tiny percentage of people. If you just get them out of your society blossoms. If you leave them there, or even worse, as Democrats do, protect them, nurture them, bring in more of them, then your society will degrade further and further and further. I got a remember I've been talking to you recently about how I visited LA and how sad it was that it was so dirty and dangerous feeling. It was just really, really bad. I've been reading this story earlier today about how even the movie industry, that whole industries are fleeing Los Angeles. Headline, shocking new numbers show more people have fled California than previously known. Every single story points to this. And I'm now reading things that say things like Los Angeles, California is going to be West Coast Detroit. Remember all those stories about how bad Detroit got? Whole city blocks abandoned. It looked like a total ghost town. Los Angeles, California. Paradise. Perfect weather. Look at the mountains, the ocean right there. It's 80 degrees year round. Turning into Detroit. That is the opposite of what happens. That's what happens when you take the low-life scum, you offer them legal protection, you promise to bring in more of them, you install judges who will protect them. You can take the most paradise-like place on earth and turn it into a living hell nobody wants to live in. Oh, by the way, this is the mayor of Providence, Rhode Island. You see, in Providence, Rhode Island, they painted a gigantic mural. Who of? Remember that young Ukrainian refugee, Irina Zarutska, pretty young blonde, and we were treated to one of the worst videos I've seen in recent memory. I wish I hadn't watched the whole thing, but you could watch. Hopefully it's gone now, but you could watch online an unedited video of this just young blonde girl, just a kid. I think she was 18, 19 years old. She gets on the bus. And this gigantic black dude comes and sits behind her. This guy was, I mean, he could be the poster child for one of the animals we were just talking about. Arrested 8,000 times. Should have been in prison. Even his own mother came out after this and said he should have been locked up. How did you not have him locked up? And he sees this young, pretty girl minding her own business. Pulls out a knife and just butchers her right there on camera. Heartbreaking story that captured the hearts of so many Americans. It was just so sad in every possible way, just so sad. And somebody, in honor of her, painted a gigantic mural of her. By the way, didn't even talk about the crime or anything, just painted a big, beautiful painting of her on the side of the building in Providence, Rhode Island. Well, they're going to cover it up. Why, Mr. Mayor? Well, here's Representative David Morales explaining why they're going to cover it up.
Ultimately, we want to make sure that every community member that calls Providence home feels safe. And we can both agree that this mural behind us does not reflect Providence's values, nor does it reflect the creativity that we want to see in our city.
Democrats love violent criminals. They court them. They recruit them. They let them out of prison. They bring them into this country from other countries. Even if you're one of the dirtball communists who hate listens to this show, you should understand that as you're hate listening, getting ready to send me another death threat, I'll kill you, that Democrats, as we speak, are trying to put rapists in your community. They're trying to bring murderers into your community. They do it on purpose. This is being done on purpose, and it's a choice. That's the saddest part about it. Los Angeles, New York City, Chicago. Pick your place around the globe. That dangerous part of town. You don't want to go there. All a choice. Unbelievably simple to clean it up. Go find the scum. Throw them in dark cages for the rest of their lives. And society sparkles. Everything's fine. The truth is, criminal justice is incredibly simple. Once somebody has proven to be unworthy of living in society, and this is a small percentage, remove them from society and society will flourish. Think about these people as the weeds that choke off beautiful flowers. That's the best way I could describe them. If you just go grab these weeds and yank them out by the roots, the flowers will bloom. Society will be wonderful. You can send your daughter on that spring break trip to LA to go enjoy the sights. Honey, go see the Hollywood sign. If you send her there now, you're insane. I talked to a young lady today. She lives in Washington, D.C. She talked about how afraid she used to be to go out with her friends at night. Just wanted to go out at night. Young lady, go out with her friends. She used to be so afraid they didn't go. They'd stay in. Now, they go out every single night of the week and just have a good time. No fear. Decline is a choice. Voting for Democrats is a choice. Remember that. Living with pain is a choice. Either you can embrace Relief Factor, you can try it, or you could just keep being in pain. Or keep reaching for that pill bottle, wrecking your internal organs. You don't need drugs. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. What you need is a unique formula of natural ingredients. What's it do? Your body's fighting that inflammation. It's trying really, really hard. Your body needs some support. Relief Factor is the cavalry, the reinforcements. Relief Factor is what your body needs. It's a supplement. You take it every single day. Give it a try. 3 weeks of it is only $19.95. Call 1-800 the number 4 relief or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh man, I'm so happy. But let's get this out of the way here. Let's talk about something, shall we? I got this email. I promise you I get the emails. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The subject is another Cuban missile crisis. Jesse, does President Trump really want to open a conflict on a third or fourth front by taking Cuba? We promised not to invade Cuba if Russia removed all their nukes they had there, so on and so forth. Okay, so Trump wants Cuba. Well, in the very least, he doesn't want the communist Castros in control of Cuba. And I am a big believer in the same thing Donald Trump is, the Monroe Doctrine. The Monroe Doctrine, it's not super advanced. Don't worry if you don't know what it is. The doctrine is simple. Lock down your own hemisphere. Lock down your neighborhood first. You want to worry about other neighborhoods? That's your business. Take it or leave it. I'm more a leave it type guy. But your own neighborhood matters. We have had our mortal enemy 90 miles off the coast for a very long time. Castro regime is in deep, deep trouble. The people are starving. They're losing power. Trump has expressed very, very publicly multiple times that he wants control of Cuba. Or at least, like I said, at least have a friendly country. We don't have to control Cuba. There's no need to control everywhere. But get a government in there we can work with. America could benefit Cuba, and Cuba could benefit Americans. Think about this. Think about what a vacation paradise that would be, and don't discount that. Tourist dollars or big dollars, a close, cheap flight for you. Cheap flight. If that became a safe country, a safe first world country with a friendly government where they kept the criminals off the streets, that's an affordable vacation for you. I don't know about you. Caribbean vacation sounds not too bad to me. Used to be vacation paradise. The Cuban people, they get an influx of dollars, American technology. You get American businesses setting up shop there, jobs for them. Everyone wins if we get that. I agree. I like the idea. Dump the dirtball Castros, have a new government in Cuba. Now, a little disclaimer on that. The person who would take over Cuba would undoubtedly be a Castro. Apparently, they breed like locusts. We're just trying to figure out which Castro we actually want to court for this whole affair. So do keep that in mind. Here's the problem. All right. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, came out today. He said this.
We have our own goals and guidance and things we're military objectives that we're moving toward and things that we look at. And as he's articulated, you know, he said 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, three. It could be any particular number, but we would never reveal precisely what it is because our goal is to finish those objectives.
Iran. We are still in Iran. Remember, always remember in politics, you only have so much political capital. And what does political capital mean? The public will only tolerate so much. How's Donald Trump's current political capital? Here's how it's doing.
This is the lowest of his term, the lowest of his second term. We're talking about minus 17 points, 17 points underwater. And unlike in Donald Trump's first term, in which he was negative basically throughout his entire term, Trump actually started off in positive territory here in his second term. But now he's at the lowest point of his second term. But there's an even bigger comparison to be made. So I went back and I looked at all of the presidents at this point in a presidency. All of them. And guess what? Donald Trump is the lowest ever. Lower than Joe Biden. Lower than Jimmy Carter. Lower than Ronald Reagan. He's lower than all of them.
Now, what you feel about that or what I feel about that is inconsequential. These people are stupid or the polls are lying or whatever. Whatever. Here's the truth. I want Cuba. Donald Trump wants Cuba. But quite possibly, I don't want to make a definitive statement here. It's possible that the last of the political capital Donald Trump had went sailing off to the Middle East. The last of the political capital Donald Trump had is currently bombing Iran. Every president has always understood this, and Donald Trump understands it too. You only have so much capital, and then the public will turn on you, and soon you're out of it. And then once you're out of it, by the way, here's what happens. So what's the danger? Okay, public's against it, public's against it, public is against it. If the public gets too far against it, your own party will turn on you. You need to remember what happened to Joe Biden. No one's going to try to remove Donald Trump from office. I'm not saying that. Well, I take that back. Republicans aren't going to. I'm not saying that. But remember, Joe Biden got ran out the back door of the White House because his approval numbers got so bad. His own party, it was not Republicans, his own party went and sat down and forced him out of the White House. Joe Biden was banned by his own party, essentially, from running for re-election. That's what happens when you run out of political capital. There's only so much of it to go around. If you've expended all of it in Iran, bombing Iran to smithereens, now the public's against you. The public may no longer have any appetite at all for Cuba. They don't want to hear the word Cuba. They don't. I've told you, this lack of interest in foreign countries, it's palpable now. People don't want to hear it. All right. Do some emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing, amazing Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So I'm going to touch on something really quickly here. A young lady in the right-wing sphere, her name's Isabel Brown. I've interviewed her for a few times. Really, really cool. Really, really cool chick. Young mother, married, kids, that kind of thing. She got up at this big conservative conference and she said, she essentially said nothing threatening. She said, hey, we should be encouraging young women to go be wives and mothers. Nothing outrageous, of course. That was pretty common knowledge throughout history. And of course, the feminist hags on The View took offense to that. Now, remember, Isabel Brown didn't say anything mean. She's not like me, not mean. She didn't say anything mean. She just said, hey, I love being a mom and a wife, and we should encourage more women to do it. It's wonderful. It was a wonderful thing to hear. But the communists felt threatened by it. They went on their show. They said things like this.
The fact that we keep putting this on women, that their only worth in society, politics, policies, is if they produce a baby or have a husband, is the stupidest, most old-fashioned thing. We have come too far. The world has over 8 billion people. Yeah. We no longer need to force people to procreate and pump out babies. We have arrived here. Women now and girls now have a choice.
What? Another lady on The View, this is Whitney Cummings, she said this.
I just would say to Isabel,
clearly,
let's check.
Pants were optional.
That's right. We don't do pants. We do Winnie the Pooh at my house. I would just say, Isabel, maybe let's check in with your boobs in a year and see if you still want a lot more kids.
Okay. Crass. Gross. Huh? I want you to remember something. You make your own choices about your life, and not everybody's destined for that. Not everybody should have that. Husband, wife, kids, that's not everybody's destiny. But I want you to remember, there's nothing the communist fears more than a nation with a bunch of nuclear family units. A nation with a bunch of nuclear family units where a man marries a woman and they make babies. That kind of nation cannot possibly be conquered by communist subversives. This is why they started the feminist movement, to make women completely unmarriable, to make it so no man wanted to put a ring on her finger and make babies with them, to make women, driving them all directly into the corporate world. No, you don't need no man, girl. You go, girl. This was all a direct attack on the family unit. The LGBTQ demon mob. Hey, everyone has to be gay.
Why are you gay?
A direct attack on the family unit. Why attack the family unit? Why would the very suggestion of motherhood, of being a wife, why would it offend every woman? By the way, I cut that off. They all went on rants about it. Why would it offend every single harpy on The View? They were horribly offended. Why would it do that? They all understand at their core, if you grow up, you get married, you stay married, you make babies, they can't get to you. And probably more importantly, they can't get to your kids. And that's really what they want. It's not just you. They want your kids and these strong nuclear families. What they do, it's a vaccine against communism. The ultimate vaccine against communism. And from the earliest days of communism, the communists knew it. The communists in the Soviet Union began to attack the home immediately, break up the home. In East Germany, they did huge campaigns, spent a fortune, all kinds of time and money to turn children against their parents against their children, husbands against their wives turning in their own children and their own husbands into the Stasi. Because you must shatter the family unit. If you do so, you weaken society. The family unit, and wherever society you're in, the family unit is the foundation of that society. If you crack up the foundation, you can do whatever you want. If you don't crack up the foundation, you can only destroy so much. A young lady, a young, happy mother and wife just said, we should be encouraging women. And the response was
the fact that we keep putting this on women, that their only worth in society, politics, policies, is if they produce a baby or have a husband, is the stupidest, most old-fashioned thing. We have come too far. The world has over 8 billion people. We no longer need to force people to procreate and pump out babies. We have arrived here. Women now and girls now have a choice.
Forced people? We have arrived here. So, let's look at this logically. We've arrived here, huh? Okay. And we have most definitely arrived here. We have more women in the workforce than we've ever had before. Fewer young women becoming wives and mothers than we've ever had before. We have finally arrived. We've overcome the patriarchy. We've moved past these old-fashioned ways. We've arrived.
The fact that we keep putting this on women, that their only worth in society, politics, policies, is if they produce a baby or have a husband, is the stupidest, most old-fashioned thing. We have come too far. The world has over 8 billion people.
We've come too far. We finally arrived. Okay? You seen the happiness numbers for women today? Off a cliff. That's weird. I thought we arrived. Why don't you quit being old-fashioned? We've arrived. You go, girl. You can do anything a man can do. We've arrived. Okay. Jesse, we've seen how effective underground defenses have been in Mideast conflicts. Whatever happened to the U.S. civil defense? You used to be able to walk down the streets in some large cities and see fallout shelters in large buildings. Not anymore. I want a fallout shelter. Chris, remember we talked about this. We priced it once, and there was something like $600,000. I think it was in Kansas. There were less than that? I thought I remembered 600 grand, Chris. I think 400 grand? That's still a little out of our range here. But look, we can't put that on the company card is the important thing, Chris. But a fallout shelter would be sweet. But my parents talked about that. I've never seen that, but that used to be a thing in society, these fallout shelters. Wild these days people used to live in, worried about the Soviets nuking us. It is nice we don't have to stress these times anymore. Jesse, the 20s is being tossed around as the amount of the world's oil that is passing through the strait. Why is it hurting the U.S. if we're basically energy sufficient? Okay, so a little update on this since I've answered this question before. Oil is a global commodity. If you cut off 20% of the world's oil, then the price of oil is going to go up everywhere. We got all that. Trump put out a statement on social media today. As I told you, Trump knows he needs to get out of Iran. He knows it. He's not an idiot. Trump can read poll numbers, too.
This is the lowest of his term, the lowest of his second term. We're talking about minus 17 points, 17 points underwater. And unlike in Donald Trump's first term, in which he was negative basically throughout his entire term, Trump actually started off in positive territory.
We got that. He knows he has to get out. So Trump put out a social media statement today where he said, hey, we have our own oil. You European countries like the UK, you're not coming over here to help us. He's asking for help. He wants more military power to help so we can get out. And he said, you're not helping us. Why don't you bring your Navy over here and you get your own oil through the Strait? We have our own stuff. I don't know whether or not he means it because you don't want to take Trump literally at all times. He's negotiating at all times, but it tells you his frustration. And it's a good message to send. Hey, we got our own stuff. Come get your stuff. All right. Commies are dirty thieves. The Secret Service has fallen off and we have other things to go. Before we do that, do you carry on you? Do you carry something that will stop a bad person Democrats let out into our society? As they turn American criminals free, foreign criminals free, what do you carry to stop them? Your daughter, you sent her away. She's off. It's spring break. She's at college. When that animal kicks in her door tonight, what can she do? What will she do? Cry? Call the cops? Well, that don't stop him now, does it? A Berna stops him. When she pulls out her Berna and pops him in the chest with it, and he has tear gas powder filling up his face, he sits there crying. She runs away and lives, and it's legal in all 50 states. BYRNA. Berna.com. The smallest launcher to date. It's just a little over 4 inches long. It's right in her little purse, right on her bedside. Berna.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, but we'll get back here tomorrow, and you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. In the end, they're just dirty thieves. L.A. hospice fraudsters reportedly shut down after Nick Shirley's investigation. This journalist, Nick Shirley, runs up to the door of this hospice place, starts asking him questions about hospice. He's got a camera in his hands. He films him out back getting in a $200,000 Mercedes, a Maybach. Chris, have you seen these Maybachs? Friggin' nice. They just closed the doors of the place. I wonder why. $200,000 place. The doors were locked. You couldn't get in. Oh, headline. San Francisco human rights chief, Cheryl Davis, skimmed funds for luxury travel, UCLA tuition, and parties, all courtesy of the taxpayers. They're all just thieves in the end. They sell it to the dumb masses like your liberal Aunt Peggy as revolutionaries, as being kind people. They're searching for equality, and they're going to defeat misogyny and racism and capitalism, and they'll protect Mother Earth, and they're always selling this thing to the dumb masses. But they're just dirty thieves in the end. They're out there to pillage everything. That's why they're always getting caught. And it's why, to answer again the question earlier, you can actually arrest your way out of communism. You don't have to do anything tyrannical. Do you know that? Arrest criminals. That's it. They're all criminals. They're all thieves. They're all violating the law in one way or the other. Find them, arrest them, and save your society. And don't send the Secret Service to do it. Update. Secret Service agent who shot himself in the butt was trying to use his gun light to find a phone. Maybe you heard that somebody on Jill Biden's protective detail shot himself. Now, we all had a good time with that headline because the person was alive, so we could all make jokes like, well, you can hardly blame him. Anyway, but Secret Service, for most of my life when I was a kid, they were always thought of as these hardcore super studs. They were. You ever see the movie In the Line of Fire, Chris? You probably haven't. It's an old Clint Eastwood movie. Sweet. Highly recommend it. Anyway, they were always thought of as these super studs. And they were. And then they started hiring women and DEI hiring the place and degrading the standards. And soon the Secret Service got really, really equal. Everything was fair and it was really, really equal. And now it's a bunch of dorks who can't stop Donald Trump from being shot in the head, and they shoot themselves in the butt while using gun lights to look for their phone. Good grief. Jesse, you should consider forming a sleeper cell with your secret club. With your extensive napping expertise, it seems like a natural path. Hey, Chris, walk me through this. Don't roll your eyes before I even say anything. What are we looking at cost-wise? One-bedroom apartment. Hear me out. One-bedroom apartment. Not in the worst part of town, but not in the super nice part of town. Remember, we're trying to blend in. An average part of town. One bedroom apartment. In this apartment, we have the fridge stocked full of non-perishables, things like that. We get a gun safe in there. Doesn't have to be the biggest, nicest gun safe, but a gun safe. that can handle a few rifles and things like that. Ammo are basics. NVGs, things like that. We get some plasma. I'll be honest, I've just seen that term a lot when it comes to medical shows. I'm not entirely sure what they mean by it, but the medical plasma stuff that you get, we get basic medical supplies. We get some cots set up with sleeping bags so we can house a team. Maybe we'll call it a four-man team. What are we looking at startup cost-wise for such a thing? What? Chris said safe houses have to be maintained. Well, that's what you can do when you're not at work. I don't want to hear about these I have a family excuses either. You can go over to the safe house, restock the fridge, clean the guns, check the batteries on the NVGs. What are we talking here? Can't be much, right? You think the missile silo would be cheaper? I think you're crazy. I think we can get, I think startup costs, we're talking $5,000. I think $5,000 for startup costs, yes. What? Am I including the MVGs and the guns? That's a good point. That's going to run us. All right, 15. I say $15,000. We can do this, Chris. I have faith in you, and you can maintain it. I'll pop in from time to time.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
CEO of the world's largest bank has some harsh reality for blue states. Population exodus is your own fault. Yeah, I don't trust this guy. I mean, he's right, but this is that Jamie Dimon. He's the head of JP Morgan Chase. Something tells me Carol Roth thinks this guy's going to run for president. I could see this guy running for president. Pelosi won't say if Democrats will impeach Trump if they retake power, but leaves the door open. Okay, well, let me go ahead and close the door there, or not close the door. Let me go ahead and answer that question. They know impeaching Donald Trump won't be politically that popular, so she doesn't want to come out right now and say it because she's still Grandma Vodka, but she's smart enough to say it. They're going to impeach Trump 5 minutes after they take power. If we can't get the poll numbers turned around, looks like there's a chance they take the Senate too, so it might be really rocky. They don't want to say it. They're going to impeach him. Look at this. North Carolina Senate race shows a double-digit advantage for Democrats. The swing state of North Carolina, where we hoped to keep our GOP Senate seat, looks like it might go to the Democrats. Going to be a rocky November if we don't get some things turned around. I'm personally still going to the polls. I'm going to bring friends. It's getting harder and harder to convince them every single day. We'll come back tomorrow and do it again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.